Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Electoral College giving its official president-elect title to Joe Biden Monday, the election is now officially ready for Inauguration Day on January 20th. Tens of millions of Americans do not recognize Biden as president. 1,000 sworn affidavits, videotapes of suitcases full of ballots being stuffed into election machines after hours, that all falls to the wayside and was never debated in any court, leaving many feeling the election system is empty and broken. President Trump confirmed that Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving his job just before Christmas. He will be succeeded on an interim basis by Deputy Jeff Rosen. Quote, just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an outstanding job. As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. End quote. A total solar eclipse took place Monday. It was visible from Chile and Argentina in the afternoon. As the moon blocks the sun, was not visible to North America. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Let's get an update with Pfizer's vaccine rollout.
As the coronavirus vaccine continues to be rolled out across the country, how are the logistics of that looking? Richard Smith is the regional president of Americas and the executive vice president of global support for FedEx Express, which is handling half of the mass distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. He discusses with NBC's Today Show just exactly how the logistics will work.
Well, we'll deliver to somewhere between 70 and 80 discrete facilities. There are hundreds of shipments going out in the first few waves here, but over time we'll deliver to tens of thousands of hospitals and medical centers and other administration sites throughout this effort. We're well prepared for it. The planning has been going on for months. It's what our network was built for. We do it every day, moving temperature-controlled shipments, including vaccines. So we're ready for this, and we're very confident.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Monday Night Football featured AFC North rivals Baltimore Ravens at the Cleveland Browns. The visitors won 47-42, with the Ravens kicking a 55-yard field goal with 7 seconds remaining in the game. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski talks about Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Strange. Knew he was in the locker room, didn't know he was coming back. Unfortunately, the player got an injury there, and then he was back in and made a play. But he's a good player. I know that's not breaking news, but we got to just put the focus on us and what we can do better.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh talks about the last-second field goal win.
To make that kick, that crosswind on that field in December in the open end, in the dog pound end, that's most kickers, it's unmakeable. The only kicker that I know that you'd feel confident making that would be Justin Tucker. With all the things that went on in this game, the timing like you're talking about of that right there, I mean, if you wrote a movie about this, people wouldn't believe it. They would say it could never happen. Reality is stranger than fiction or whatever that saying is. That's kind of what it is here. I mean, it's crazy.
A third of Japanese residents want the Tokyo Olympic Games to be scrapped amid COVID-19 fears. In a poll by public broadcaster NHK Tuesday, the Japanese government and International Olympic Committee decided in March to postpone the 2020 Olympics by a year due to the pandemic, with the global showpiece now slated to take place from July 23rd through August 8th. But as Japan struggles struggles with the third wave of infections, the NHK poll conducted from December 11th through the 13th showed 32% of respondents wanted the summer games to be canceled entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, but it requires, participation. This is what our U.S. Constitution spells out for us. I mean, in this democratic republic in which we live in, that we cannot take for granted, clearly, because you see the imposing forces, the way they're coming at our Constitution and all our rights that are God-given. They want us to surrender our God-given rights. And, you know, they've even gone so far, which is incredible, the arrogance of these forces who want us to exchange the real God, you know, for their God. And that's really what this all comes down to. This is why, you know, churches have been attacked, people of faith have been so attacked, all this, because they know, like any other communist ambitions prior, they know that they've got to get religion out of the way. You know, these people with their guns and their God, their obstructions to this utopia that they keep coming up with that never happens. It always falls short. And the thing is, it wouldn't be so bad if it's just that it fell short. But with it comes this horrendous amount of human devastation that is incalculable. I mean, you look back in history and you see millions of people dying, and somehow we're told, just like the others, you know, that experienced it during the timeline, is that, oh, that was them. You know, that was their idea. You know, we've got a better idea. Yeah, it's still communism, but our idea of communism is better. It's communism in and of itself takes on its own personality and its own inertia. That, for the higher calling of the state and this utopia, you know, we're all tools. Humanity is just a tool to their end, and we are either a tool for their use to move it in the direction that they think it should be moved, or we're a hindrance. And if we're a hindrance, then we are either going to be re-educated or we're going to be done away with. And, we get our organs harvested. Oh, wow. What a great American idea and a utopia that is, is ahead. I mean, and in some cases, it's already happening. I get off the course for just a minute here only because, the idea of this democratic republic and getting this country back on track is so, so sincere and so, so passionate that we cannot let go of what the pilgrims brought to this country. Initially, what our founding fathers fought for, what our parents, grandparents fought for in a couple of world wars, and not to mention brothers and conflicts and that, we have fought for freedom. And that has been the ultimate goal, freedom for our families, freedom for ourselves. It is the American dream, and it is worth fighting for. And, hey, if a revolution is what is in our future, then I believe that we need to be ready for that, because we're seeing what's happening on the streets. I got to bring Michael Bussler on right now, public policy analyst. economics professor, and we've got a lot to talk about. Hey, Michael, good morning. Good to have you with us, sir. Michael, are you there? Okay, what happened? All right, I'll let you find Michael. Okay, anyway, maybe because I was waxing poetic for so long here, I may have lost him. Hey, okay, Michael, all right, good. Every once in a while, you know, we said this, you know, when I was early on in my broadcast career, we had to go to, you know, a broadcast school, and we had to take all these electronic courses in order to get what they call a first-class license from the Federal Communications Commission. And the common out was whenever there was an electronic problem was somebody put a knot in the cord. And so I was just going to say there suddenly a knot got in the cord and cut us off here. But, you know, Michael, what I was sharing with the audience is that, you know, the threats are here. And there's no doubt about it. And, you know, we see what's happening. You know, we had another million plus people come together in Washington, D.C., for this march for, you know, election transparency and honesty and integrity and that sort of thing. You know, it's incredible the response of Americans to this. And it's not so much that they're doing this because they don't like Joe Biden. I don't think they know Joe Biden. But what they don't like is they don't like cheating.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, it is fair. And I was listening in the beginning when you were talking about how socialism is starting to creep into things here. And, you know, if you look at the big picture, socialism goes against everything that made America great. In other words, we went from the birth of a nation to the number one largest, most prosperous economy in the world in about 150 years. Other countries were hundreds, in some cases thousands of years older, yet we were able to do that in a relatively short time period. My view is the reason that happened was there were four basic principles. One, we encouraged individual freedom. So as long as you didn't infringe upon anybody else's rights, you can pretty much do what you wanted to do. Secondly, we encouraged individual responsibility. People that were able took care of themselves. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, we had low rates of taxation, so whenever you earned something, you knew you were going to keep most of it. And fourthly, we had a very limited role for government. Certain public goods like defense of the country, a legal system, leadership, certain goods and services government provides. But beyond that, government stayed out of the way. So individual freedom, individual responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited role for government enabled the country to become great. Socialism is exactly opposite to all four of those four things. If they want to control the healthcare market, they want to control the higher education market, that will limit individual freedom. Because once they control a market, they're going to tell you who's going to do what. Secondly, instead of individual responsibility, it encourages social responsibility. Somebody else will take care of you. You don't have to take care of yourself. Thirdly, to pay for all this, you're going to have to raise taxes. Biden says he's only going to raise taxes on people who make over $400,000 a year. The problem is that's less than 2% of the population, so right. There's no way they're going to raise enough revenue. And lastly, you're going to have a very large role for government rather than a limited role. So socialism goes against all four of the basic principles that made the country great. But the more socialism they try to get in here, the slower the economic growth will be, and you'll tend to stagnate the economies, which is exactly what happens in every socialist and communist country.
It's exactly what happened 4 years ago under the Obama-Biden regime, did it not?
Exactly. We had 8 years of Obama-Biden putting they wanted to cure perceived social injustices, and that injustice, everybody doesn't have health care, it's injustice, there's not enough government taking care of people. So, and every time they did that, they put economic growth second. And when the things they did put in tended to slow economic growth. That's why for the whole 8 years of the Obama-Biden administration, we only averaged about a 2% annual growth rate. The economy was fairly stagnant. My college students, when they graduated, were lucky to be able to find one good job. And that's not the way things are supposed to be. I'm afraid Biden's going to take us back to what we had during Obama and Biden.
That's all he knows. I mean, if you want to know what somebody will do, look what they've done. That's all he knows. He knows this kind of doctrine. Also, lest people forget, let's remember what the misery index was during those 8 years. People were not happy across America, but look at, I guess they said that they liked that unhappy period. Let's bring it back. More from Dr. Michael Bussler on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, this is the message of that song, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot lose hope. There's too many of us that believe in the American way of life. We have benefited from it, and we cannot let it go. This is why so many people are coming out in record numbers. Again, in Washington, D.C., you heard me remind you, I had a conversation with Amy Kramer. We're going to talk again and get an update directly from her. But, you know, the March for Trump, for voter transparency and this fight against election fraud and demanding election integrity. We had, again, well over a million people show up in D.C., which, you know, you didn't hear about it from the establishment media. They're not about to report on it, especially when you've got, you know, well over a million people to support Donald Trump and to support election integrity showing up. And Joe Biden has a video conference, and he's lucky to get 4,000 people, Dr. Michael Busler. What does that tell you?
It really shows you what the groundswell support is for President Trump. I don't think that President Trump really lost this election, and we can discuss about all the voter fraud. But even the votes that many of the votes that Biden got were not necessarily a vote for Biden, mm-hmm. but they were a vote against Trump because the media have painted President Trump to be such an awful, wicked person. That he's all the names that they call him, a racist, a bigot, a misogynist, all those names that they called him. And the fact that the media really didn't cover anything negative about Joe Biden or any of his business dealings with his kids, the media never covered that. And, you know, there was a survey that came out that said about the Democrats' awareness. And they listed seven or eight stories negative about Biden, and I think 2% of Democrats didn't hear about at least one or more of those stories. At the end, they concluded 17% of Democrats said had they known about this, they would not have voted for Biden. Right.
Exactly.
So the mainstream media really influenced this, and I think when Biden, if he ends up getting in and being president, when he starts putting in some policies and you start to see the economy stagnate, you start to see your taxes go up, you start to see less opportunity compared to what you had for 3 years under Trump, I think people are going to have a lot of regrets in what happened. And I hope that public sentiment is enough to kind of slow down Biden's agenda. Of course, the real critical point is what's going to happen on January 5th when the two senators from Georgia have to run. Assuming the Republicans can win at least one of those, they'll maintain control of the House. If they lose both of them, it's a 50-50 tie, then the Vice President Harris would cast the deciding vote. Then the Democrats would have both houses of Congress and the presidency in them.
Exactly.
You don't be afraid of what that could lead to.
Well, my prayer, Michael Busler, is that the American people, particularly the Republicans, do not get discouraged in all the bad news because they've been propagandized. And they're being propagandized once again by the establishment media in running away with this this narrative that the fix was in on the election and it's not going to get any better. So why bother to vote? Because there's too many powers. You got big tech. You've got the communist Chinese. You've got corporate America. You've got all these other outside interests whose tentacles are wrapped up, and you got to believe it. I mean, we're talking at the end of the day. What are they talking? $500 million at least in growing invested in these two Senate seats. I mean, that's how serious this thing is. I mean, Schumer himself said, look, it, we take Georgia, we change America.
Yeah, and that's what we're really afraid of. You remember when Barack Obama was running for president, he says he wanted to fundamentally change America and started to do
exactly.
That.
Yeah,
transform America, and he started to do that. Now, fortunately, when President Trump came in, he was able to reverse a lot of that, mostly because Obama couldn't get anything passed through Congress, so he did everything by executive order. So when Trump came in, he was able, through executive order, to reverse a lot of what Obama did. But what he did very quickly was Obama put in regulations for everything. I mean, they regulated everything. It got to the point that business had a tough time expanding with all the regulations that the government had put in. So Trump was able to reverse those through executive order, and the economy began to grow. Of course, then he was able to bring tax rates down. Obama ended up with, through Obamacare, there were 21 new or increased taxes in Obamacare. And then when the Bush tax cuts passed in 2001, expired in 2011, he made the tax cuts permanent for everybody except the upper class. Mm-hmm. What that did was by raising the taxes on the highest income earners, you reduce capital formation. In other words, there's less capital going into the economy. As a result of that, we have a capital-intensive economy, so less capital means less economic growth.
Less jobs. Everything's affected. Exactly. Yeah, and the thing is that people need to remember, you know, let's go back a little bit of history about how the whole tax game came into play. It was the turn of this, the 20th century, so this early 1900s or maybe latter 1800s when Congress...
1913.
Congress comes up with this brilliant idea. We need money, so we're going after all the wealthy, that top 1%, those terrible people. You know, we're going after them. Of course, the other 99 say, oh, yeah, go after those guys, go after those guys. So the first year, they get a little bit of money out of them. And they realize, they go, man, you know, fighting with these guys that got money, they got attorneys, I mean, they're wearing us out. Heck, forget about it. Forget about the 1%. We're going after the 99. And ever since then, it's been the 99 carrying the day. And it's interesting that Joe Biden, in a similar way, is talking about, oh, we're going to go after the 2%. You know, those people that make over $400,000 and the people that don't make $400,000. Oh, yeah, go after that 2%. So it's like, what if it's deja vu all over again here, Michael?
That's exactly what happened. And every time they put in the tax, which they started in 1913, they said, look, the original income tax was only 1% of income. Mm-hmm. So they said, look, you're only going to pay a little bit. So everybody should pay a little bit, particularly the upper income earners should pay a little bit. Then over time, the little bit kept going up. They kept saying, well, let's just pay a little more. Let's just pay a little more. Mm-hmm. Finally, in the 1950s, the top tax bracket got up to 70%. There was one stretch in there, it was up to 90%. Well, and it's finally when Reagan came in and subsequent presidents, they were able to bring that tax rate down for everybody. The Trump tax cut lowered taxes for all Americans by 10%. Yeah. That really is what helped to stimulate economic growth and lead to not only a better quantity of jobs, but better quality of jobs, where you saw wages finally starting to increase for the first time in decades, real wages, that is, started to increase. And he got the unemployment rate down to an average of 3.5%. That's a historical low. The last time it was anywhere close to that was in 1941 when we had World War II, mm-hmm. When everybody literally was working. But peacetime, that is by far a record. Economists would say a full employment economy, they used to say, is somewhere around 5%, maybe 4.5% unemployment. Trump shattered that and went all the way down to 3.5%. And not only that, for the minorities, their unemployment rate was also at historic lows. So they didn't need government handouts. They were now earning enough income to be able to buy things on their own.
And for his reward, he doesn't get reelected. He gets cheated out of office. And, of course, the president warned us, you know, to not let the solution be greater than the harm of COVID-19. And this is what we're going through. As you report, 110,000 restaurants and growing permanently closed. I mean, you think of those dreams, the ambitions, the investment. Michael, it's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Horrible, especially considering that small business is what creates the vast majority of new jobs. Small businesses are getting clobbered. Walmart's and Target, they're allowed to remain open. Small businesses remain shut, and they're in a big problem.
Well, I think the government has underestimated what essential really represents, haven't they?
Yes, they certainly have. And it's costing small business. It's going to cost the American economy going into the future. Look at New York City today.
Exactly.
I can't believe it.
We got to leave it there. Dr. Michael Bussler right here. Thank you, Michael. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. U.S. small business owners remain resilient as they navigate an evolving business landscape brought on by coronavirus. According to a new Bank of America survey of entrepreneurs across the country, 4 in 5 businesses stayed open in some capacity amid shutdowns, and 1/4 took steps to reinvent themselves. Looking to the future, entrepreneurs anticipate a favorable post-pandemic environment in which small business will return to being the backbone of the U.S. economy. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
Small business owners across the country continue to show great strength as they tackle unprecedented challenges brought on by the pandemic. It is particularly inspiring to see the way entrepreneurs have adapted their businesses to meet the needs of their communities. From clothing stores creating reusable masks to distilleries shifting operations to produce hand sanitizer. As we look towards recovery and the path ahead, I am confident that small business owners will continue to innovate, grow, and fuel our economy.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Electoral College giving its official president-elect title to Joe Biden Monday, the election is now officially ready for Inauguration Day on January 20th. Tens of millions of Americans do not recognize Biden as president. 1,000 sworn affidavits, videotapes of suitcases full of ballots being stuffed into election machines after hours. That all falls to the wayside and was never debated in any court, leaving many feeling the election system is empty and broken. President Trump confirmed that Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving his job just before Christmas. He will be succeeded on an interim basis by Deputy Jeff Rosen. Quote, just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an outstanding job. As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. End quote. A total solar eclipse took place Monday. It was visible from Chile and Argentina in the afternoon, as the moon blocks the sun was not visible to North America. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Neil Martinez, live.
With you, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. More information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Luis Fonsi, a Latin Grammy Award-winning singer, raises awareness for the life-saving work of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and a St. Jude patient. Bertha is with us, and we're going to be talking to them in just a moment, but a little bit of background. In its 16th year, the St. Jude Thanks and Giving campaign has transformed the holiday season into a time of giving thanks by raising awareness and funds for the ongoing battle to end childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. The campaign unites celebrities, media, retail, and corporate partners in asking consumers to donate while they shop and support the life-saving mission of St. Jude. What began as a holiday-focused fundraising effort by St. Jude has now grown into an annual tradition that has raised more than $1 billion to help St. Jude continue the fight against childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. These funds are critical to ensure that no family ever receives a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. And kicking off Thanksgiving week and running through the end of December, consumers can support St. Jude while they shop at a variety of businesses representing a cross-section of premier brands in retail, restaurant, travel, hospitality, media, and beyond. And we're blessed right now to have Luis Fonsi with us. He is the St. Jude celebrity supporter. And we've got, as I mentioned, Bertha, one of the St. Jude patients. Luis, Bertha, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, Luis, how did you get involved with this? This is so awesome. I mean, you know, for you, you know, to give back to the community and in such a great way, you know, being the celebrity that you are. And I know St. Jude and the patients are grateful for your involvement. But, you know, what interested you in St. Jude?
I'm just a messenger. I'm a messenger of hope. And I got to visit, physically go to the St. Jude campus in Memphis. I want to say it was around 14, 15 years ago. That was the first time I really got to know what Penn Dude is all about. And I knew, you know, I knew what they did, but it wasn't until that first visit that I got to speak with a lot of families, with doctors, with nurses, and you breathe hope when you walk into this beautiful hospital. The research center is amazing. I got to speak with the scientists and to know, you know, everything that goes on. So I said, you know what, I want to be a messenger. I want to tell people what Penn Dude is all about. I want to keep fighting cancer. And when we all come together, we do magical things.
Well, it is incredible when you consider the work that St. Jude has been doing over the years, and for you to get an inside look as you did and as it continues, it is inspiring, isn't it? I mean, from, like you say, from the scientists and to the patients, I mean, the stories that abound, they're really special, aren't they?
Absolutely. And for example, families, they never receive a bill from St. Jude. Mm-hmm. They don't have to worry about anything other than just getting better. You know, they don't have to worry about a bill for treatment, for travel, for housing, food. I'm just thinking at it from a parent's point of view. The parents, all they have to worry about is just helping their child get better and help them through this difficult time. St. Jude takes care of everything. Also, they share all this data, all this information, all these treatments with the world. So it's not like this treatment only goes to the patients who are there in St. Jude. All of this is shared with the world. So it's a special place, and it's a special time we live now. You know, it's the end of the year, the holidays, what we're celebrating. You know, so it is important to give back, and that's what this campaign is all about.
Well, Luis, in a sense, that is the mission of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, isn't it?
Absolutely. To save lives, the best way of doing it is for all of us to come together to help out however it is that we can, however much we can donate. There's many ways of doing it. We can visit the website, which is stjude.org. Or we can call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-278-5833. There are many establishment stores while we're doing our Christmas shopping that are also part of this campaign. So we're already, you know, helping as we do our Christmas shopping, whether it is physically or virtually.
Exactly. Bertha, let me ask you, make sure our audience understands, you're 21 years old. You're from Georgia. A lot of eyes on Georgia these days. That's a whole other topic we won't get into. But you had to deal with Ewing sarcoma. What has St. Jude's meant to you and your family?
St. Jude means a lot to my family, actually. It's not like any other hospital. I was actually treated here in Georgia, my first diagnosis. I've had 3 relapses. And so after my first relapse, that's when I was referred to St. Jude because the hospital that I was going to here in Georgia, they weren't able to offer me any better treatment. They said that they gave me 3 options. You can either, one, continue getting the treatments that we had given you, mm-hmm. but just get the same result. Or two, we could give you this pill that will allow you to live this long and you'll just have to make the best of your life. And then 3, we could refer you to the hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, and that was St. Jude. And so the only option of true hope that we had was St. Jude. And so we went there, and we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know all the good things about St. Jude other than it was, like, far away. We would have to be away from our family. So it was something very new to us. And so getting there with the receptionist, she was explaining everything that the hospital does. And so I had, the first day I was there, I went with my mom. Mm-hmm. And me and my mom, we were just in shock of, like, all the good things that the hospital does. We wouldn't have to pay anything, our transportation, our food, housing, nothing. And so that really lifted a lot of weight from my parents' shoulders.
Oh,
and so it's really a blessing being there.
Wow. And how old were you when you went to St. Jude's?
I was 16 when I first arrived at the hospital.
16 years old. And it's amazing because that facility, it had to just, you know, like you say, and I know hospitals across the country do the best they can, but St. Jude's, no doubt, is very special. You know, they're really geared for the family and for, you know, and for kids, right, and for children.
Yes, exactly.
Is that fair to say? Yeah, exactly. Well, one question I want to get back to Luis real quick. In terms of the holiday, what are you looking forward to most?
I'm looking forward to spending time with my family now that I have that privilege and that blessing. And I give thanks to St. Jude for that because of the treatment and all the help that I received from the hospital, I'm able to be the person I am right now and be strong enough. And they've given me hope. And so that has allowed me to be home and I'm not absolutely cured right now, but I am healthier than I was. And so that allows me to be home. So I'm very thankful for that.
Well, for you and your family, we wish you the best of the season, no doubt. And you've got so much to be thankful and celebrate for. So all the best to you. Luis, you hear Bertha's story, and I mean, this affects you. I mean, this is a heart story that says, hey, what else can I do? And you've got the Thanks and Giving campaign. Tell us briefly about that, because we got about a minute left here, okay?
Absolutely. Just like Bertha's stories, there are thousands and thousands of stories that are really inspiring, and it's amazing to see when the patients like Bertha, they speak about St. Jude and they do it with a smile. And they all have such a wonderful, you know, wonderful memories of how they were treated, the doctors. And that's thanks to campaigns like this, thanks to donations that we do. So please come together, help out St. Jude. Let's keep fighting cancer. Like I said, there's many ways of doing it. You can visit the website, which is stjude.org. You can call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-278-5833. And let's put an end to childhood cancer.
Well, Bertha and Luis Fonsi, thank you for being with us. Luis is the St. Jude celebrity friend, a Latin Grammy Award-winning singer. Luis, if we had more time, I'd have you sing a few bars for us, but we're all out of time. And God bless you both. Thank you for being with us. Merry Christmas, huh?
Thank you so much.
This report is sponsored by the American Medical Association. With the holidays approaching and COVID-19 cases at a record high, America's physicians urge everyone to celebrate responsibly. They ask we celebrate in a safe way to limit the virus's spread and reduce risk. The American Medical Association, the AMA, has some suggestions to help you meet this request. Start by limiting gatherings to just those living in the same household. For those in warmer climates, consider having holiday meals outside. Consider hosting a virtual gathering so people can still see and talk to loved ones. And always follow these three tips. Wear your mask, practice physical distancing, and wash your hands regularly. AMA President, Dr. Susan Bailey.
The holidays are about family, friends, and togetherness. Being apart is a tremendous sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice we should all be making this year toward the goal of defeating this virus and ensuring we're all able to eat and celebrate together again in 2021.
For more, visit ama-assn.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Now with orders.
orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
You just have to imagine that you're listening to Paul Simon, Ryman Paul Simon, and you can call me Al because it's you can call me Al time. We're talking the managing editor of the stream. Stream.org is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Al Parada joins us now. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, how you been?
Hey, I'm just having all kinds of fun. We've missed you. I want you to know that you cannot abandon us. I know you had issues. You had some, you know, family stuff is so important to take care of. But regardless of that, I want you to know you were missed.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah,
but glad to be back.
Well, good. Hey, your recent column I thought was interesting, and I'm sure it probably wrenched some necks. Joe Biden must spare America and concede. Boy, would that be a gift. But look at, you know, after you've done everything you can to steal the election, it'd be quite the twist for him to concede. But it's still, the thought is, you know, something fun to talk about over a beer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel a little bit like Wesley at the edge of the fire swamp, you know, surrender. Very well. I accept, you know, a little bit like that. But
right.
I guess the point of it is, aside from being just kind of a fun thing to do,
yeah.
was that really, Joe, if you look at what's going on, he's going into, presuming he's installed, he goes in where there's three federal investigations that involve him.
Right.
The Hunter Biden with the laptop and all the Chinese money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
His brother James' case involves him because it involves a health center in Florida where James was going around saying how Joe was excited, how excited he was about what was going on, which means Joe Biden's involved in that, or he's got to go testify under oath that his brother's a con man. That's kind of weird. And,
right.
And then third, because the Durham investigation is going, and we know Joe was in the room when they, you know, plotted to go after Flynn.
Right.
And the January 5th, 2017 meeting. That's three right there. Plus, you have the China, like, celebrating on tape the fact that Joe Biden's coming in because they pretty much admitted they paid him off.
Right.
He's got a lot of trouble going in. And if I'm a Democrat, I see that coming. I'm like, if I was smart, I'm like, you know what? That's going to be a mess for us.
Al, we're not even talking about his hair sniffing antics.
Oh,
right?
My gosh, yes.
I mean, this is the deal. I mean, in fact, I'm kind of surprised there's not one of those pop-up, you know, photo things that you can have in D.C. Maybe there will be. I'm probably giving somebody an idea where you go in, you take a picture of a pop-up of Joe Biden sniffing your hair. You just put your head in there, and he's snuggling up to you, sniffing your hair. Hey, how about if we get that franchise? You and I, you imagine how much money you and I can make on that?
Lots of bank on that one, yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy.
Yeah, because, you know, our book on the wit and wisdom of Joe Biden would be like, wouldn't sell, so.
I was going to say, how many pages?
Yeah, so there are ways to make money if there's a Biden administration, I mean, without having to be Chinese or Iranian.
Right, exactly.
So we'll see. But, so that was sort of my idea with that article, just sort of to say, if I'm a Democrat, I'm worried because you're going to have 75 million ticked off voters in a corrupt administration. That's a mess. Real scandals are really messy. They flog the country down, and this would be, with Biden, it's colossal.
Yeah, but the problem is, Al, is you've got the establishment media. They didn't report on it then. Even now, they're barely reporting on it. What do you think they're going to do if he's inaugurated? I mean, he's their guy. This is the horse they bet on.
Yeah, no, he's just the Trojan horse they rode in on. One reason they're even starting to report on it is because they're starting that thing. The whole thing is to get somebody across the line, get Joe out of the way, so they can install Kamala Harris, because that's who Obama wanted, and what Obama wants, Obama gets. He's like Lola and damn Yankees.
Yes, right. But here it is. Here it is. Somebody. Yes.
Lola was working for that.
Exactly. But here's Kamala Harris with what? She couldn't even get 3% of the people. And now, I mean, she could be, you know, the president of the United States. Yeah. I mean, we're going from bad to worse here.
Yeah, and how's that going to be for Democrats to 2022?
Yes.
All of a sudden, you're going to have a MAGA House elected in 2022. Not a Republican House, a MAGA House, because you know what Trump will be doing the next 2 years if he.
Well, maybe they'll get the printing presses rolling early to make sure another mail-in vote enterprise. They've got plenty of those mail-in votes ready, and in suitcases and that. What do you think?
Oh yeah, my gosh, yeah, they'll perfect the art. But here's something interesting. Again, this is just because you grasp at straws. But did you actually read Barr's resignation letter yesterday?
I didn't read it. I just got a real quick highlight on it. But when I saw that he was resigning, I'm going, why now? I mean, gosh, what's all that about?
Okay, let's play. It's near Christmas. Let's play.
Okay.
He starts by saying, "I appreciate the opportunity to update you this afternoon on the department's review of voter fraud allegations in the 2020 election and how these allegations will continue to be pursued." But, you know, and it's all about integrity of election. That's how he starts his thing.
Right.
Now, remember, how did Trump, you know, respond to the resignation? He's talking about, oh, wonderful relationship, what a, you know, great guy, great chat, blah, 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 with exclamation points.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Attorney General Barr had gone into the White House and updated him yesterday afternoon about fraud and said, Mr. President, ain't nothing there, there's nothing there, sorry. Do you think Donald Trump is going to be tweeting 5 minutes later about the great fun meeting he had with Attorney General Barr?
Not likely.
I don't know. So that makes me think something is going on that we don't know about.
It's maybe a Godfather moment where, you know, where Michael's talking to the family attorney and saying, "Hey, we're going to go into war here, and I need a wartime consigliere. What do you think?"
Yeah, it could be because, again, it was just the fact that he started off his letter talking about that, and that Trump didn't give a tweet of like, yeah, he's leaving, he's great, we thank him for his service, but was all positive about the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't have him there next to the fireplace like Nikki Haley. Let's say that.
Yeah. So it's somewhere in the middle. So we don't know, but it just makes it just kind of curious because there's so much curious going on. I don't know. And it's 2020. You know, who knows what's gonna. Who knows what's going to happen?
But what we do know, though, Al, at the end of the day, Donald Trump has been more right than wrong. And the establishment media says, oh, he lies. They're trying to invalidate any value. I mean, you talked about COVID, said do not let the solution be more harmful than the disease. And what are we at? Where are we at right now? He said early on, hey, these guys wiretapped me. Oh, he used the wrong language. So they took exception. And all of a sudden he was invalidating. He's lying. We didn't wiretap. The wiretapping hasn't existed in all these years and everything. That. Well, okay, well, you surveilled him, okay? So what's the difference?
Well, it's the, Yeah, and he's the guy who said in May, we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. And, and the word was that, you know, that is impossible. That is, that would take a miracle. And he kept saying, even weeks before the election, he was saying, we're going to have one before the end of the year.
Right.
And no, that's, you know, he ended up being right. So at some point, don't you start believing the person who's right about these things?
Well you would,
who are wrong?
You would think. Wow. And Dr. Fauci and the CDC and the rest of these supposed scientists who know all and deserve all honor and glory in that, you know, where are they in the mix of this stuff? They're not being optimistic. And then you've got Kamala Harris during the VP debate, as you recall. And I remind you of this. I mean, she's pouring out all this negative narrative into the body politic about the vaccine. And Michael Pence, the vice president, to his credit, boy, he slammed her down quick on that. So how dare you? How dare you speak so negatively about something that we've worked so hard that this isn't about Donald Trump. This is about saving Americans, and you're putting them at risk. Because here it was when, I think it was in March when they first did it, maybe May, when they first did the survey, 70% of America said, hey, yeah, I'll take the vaccine. 3 months later, it went down to 50. And then here recently, I think it's down to like, you know, maybe 40%. Al, and they tell us in order to hit herd immunity, before it was like 50%, now the new revision, because it's the scientists and they keep revising and moving the goalposts on us, they say, oh, it's got to be about 75-80%. Well, how are you going to get 75-80% when you've been all, you know, pouring out all this stinking thinking and narrative about the vaccine? How are you going to hit that level short of coercing people and saying, Al, you want to, oh, you've got to air, you got airline travel tickets. Oh, but we notice here you haven't been vaccinated. Well, do you want to go through this line first and then you get vaccinated and then we're going to let you on the plane?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of kooky with that. But again, the good news is we got a second vaccine, apparently, FDA is signing up for today. And so, the gloom and doom folks, I mean, I know they're peddling gloom and doom, but there's not much reason for it, I don't think. And you just love the stories of the Americans who are like saying, you know, no, I'm not going to have my business destroyed.
Right.
I'm going to stand up. And so it's, again, it's a mix of like.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is time for a revolt, for people to say, hell no, you've done enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you've put all these businesses, some businesses out. I mean, we're talking, you know, probably at the end of the day, somewhere about, you know, they tell me 80, 100,000 businesses will not come back. They're gone forever. I mean, these are people's dreams. How dare the country or, you know, the ruling class of this country just think, okay, these governors, like, it's no big deal. Sharp, you're out of business. In the name of COVID, we're protecting the interests of everybody. You're out of business.
Yeah. Well, my grown-up Christmas wish is that Americans continue to stand up and fight against this nonsense.
And like the Bible says, having done all to stand, what do you do? Keep standing, right?
Yep.
You got to keep standing. We've got to keep, keep it out there. Congratulations to Stop the Steal. You know, those American patriots who've gone out there and they've invested their time and their passions to support the American way of life, the American idea. There are many out there trying to snuff the light out on the hill, Alperata. But thank God for citizens who are out there that are managing the light and keeping it shining, and we just got to keep that light bright. Al Parada from stream.org, that's where you want to go. Thank you, Al. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.